We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm in like a fun, happy mood. I think maybe because there's a game seven tonight.
Yes, that's what it is.
Game seven and anything, right? You just, as a sports fan, you go, yeah, I got action tonight.
You got to watch it.
Yeah.
And you got to bet on it.
We'll check in today. Steve Goldstein, who's the Panthers play-by-play man, he's up in Boston. He's working for Westwood One. We'll check in with him, see what the vibe is in Boston for game seven. You guys see this story? This is apropos of nothing. I never got to it yesterday because yesterday was like one of those pseudo-serious sports days because of the KD injury the night before. Although, at the end of the show yesterday, we got a texter from someone that was complaining about the show because all we did was laugh and have fun from 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. So maybe my idea of pseudo-serious is not everyone's.
Well, let's warn them. We're going to laugh a lot today, too.
there's going to be a lot of laughter today, a lot of fun. If your complaint is that the show has too much laughter and too much nonsense, we don't take that as a complaint.
We love it.
You know, I should say at the beginning of the show, because it always seems to come up at the end, for people that, you know, only listen in the 2 o'clock hour. I don't know how people listen. I don't know. I know a lot of people that listen to the podcast or they time shift or whatever. But I would imagine there's people in their car normally every day. And it's like 2 o'clock and I'm able to listen for 45 minutes. Our podcast numbers were record podcast numbers in May. We get the printout every month. And we're pacing for well over a million downloads for the calendar year, which would be a big deal for us. Yeah. And it's not, we don't even have any bonuses based on it or anything. It
was bonuses? Just,
it's just something that kind of like popped into our head as, well, that would be cool, over a million downloads. There's literally nothing attached to it. In fact, my guess is if we achieve over a million downloads, it's actually going to cost me money because I'm going to probably have to buy Solana dinner or something. Like, there's not only
what
is
about
the,
me
and you, you're going to have to buy him
no,
dinner.
No,
I know
nothing.
What you were saying. No, you're going to have to buy him dinner. Like, there is no bonus, and it's probably an expense. How many cans of soda do you have there?
That's not soda. That's Perrier and juice.
How many cans?
It's a Perrier and juice drink. It's new.
Hey,
I have four.
Four.
Can I get one?
Let me see
Hell
one of those.
No, I bought these.
Let me see one of those.
That's good stuff there, man.
Ooh, Perrier and it really is called Perrier and juice.
It's seltzer water.
I just thought you were being you because you call any drink juice.
Juice. No, it says juice on the can.
Perrier and juice, pineapple and mango flavored.
It's the seltzer water. So, you know, I'm trying to get a little more healthy. I'm trying to lose some weight and all because my shirt started fitting funny in the midsection. Let's be honest. It's the Perrier, but it has 10% juice, so you still get that little fruit sweetness.
I want this one. Pineapple and mango.
Did you just big man me?
Well, it's in my hand now.
I was going to say, it seems like it's not coming back my way.
I want half a... hey, get Perrier on the line. Send Perrier a clip of this. Because we like to drink Perrier. I drink bubbly sometimes. Right now, I'm drinking Polar Seltzer.
You went cheap.
Well, it was orange vanilla. I thought it was going to be a great flavor.
But the polar. Yeah. You went bargain bin, whatever it's called.
Should we all take a sip at the same time?
No, but I would like you to get Perrier on the blower and tell them that we're very interested in pimping out their products for some ice cold Perrier.
Pineapple mango.
That sounds delicious.
Peach and cherry. Kiwi strawberry.
Peach and cherry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that I found it. Sounds delicious.
You know why they're here? Because they were 3 for $6.
Yeah. And then what was the other drink you got there? A Pellegrino?
Yeah, Pellegrino.
All right.
A little more sugar in it.
Anyway, our podcast numbers for May were phenomenal, through the roof. But I always, you know, try to remind people, if you're listening right now, if you go to WQAM.com or radio.com and then search Hockman and Crowder, or go to iTunes where you get your podcast and search Hockman and Crowder. If you could hit subscribe on our podcast, it's free. You don't even have to listen. But if you could hit subscribe, man, that really helps us out, and we would appreciate it. And that will allow us to continue to laugh and have fun and make jokes.
But you're going
to
listen.
You don't.
It's like having ice cream in the freezer.
But you don't subscribe and whatever. You might get someone in here that doesn't want to laugh, that doesn't want to make jokes, and wants to break down, you know, a pitching change in the seventh inning last night that, you know, spelled doom and disaster for the Marlins or whatever. And I made that up. I don't even know if they had a pitching change.
I had nothing to add to it. I'm not going to lie.
There's a couple things that I wanted to get to. We're going to talk some Game 7 tonight, gambling-wise. We'll talk some KD as well. There's still, obviously, a ton to be discussed when it comes to that. And his free agent odds have been released by Bet Online. But I don't know if either of you guys saw this. Just apropos of nothing, did you see the photo of...
It's going to be silly because you can't even get it out.
Of Kawhi walking into Game 5 staring at his wallet as if it was an iPhone. Did you see it?
Yes.
I had put this on my show sheet to get to yesterday, and I never did because it was a pseudo-serious day. And then I bumped it up to the top today when I was going over the skeleton for today's show, because I'm convinced this dude is an alien. Have you seen it, Solana? Like, there he is. He's that dude. You know how you walk just kind of staring at your phone, and especially if reporters are on the side and you don't want to acknowledge, so you're just kind of, you're either texting, tweeting. But this dude is obviously holding a wallet.
Maybe he's taking track of his gift cards. Okay.
All right. I got
Barnes and Nobles.
One Target. It is so great. Solana, can you tweet that out for people that haven't seen it? I have it on USA Today, but you could see it. I'll send you the link if you want, Solana. It says Kawhi Leonard was seen staring at his wallet before Game 5, and NBA fans had jokes.
What's my name again?
It's so great. I just
Kawhi Leonard.
It's
Kawhi Leonard.
But I mean, it falls into the whole thing that we're talking about, where, like, even with the laughter and stuff, like, he seems to be a person trying to fit in with the human race.
Yes, he does. I don't know. You know what I do sometimes? If I see the situation and it's a Davey Ale House or perfect example, Twin Peaks. When I go to Twin Peaks, I'm there enough, everybody knows me. I'll get up and I'll, like, lightly jog out of the restaurant so people know I'm in a little rush.
Right.
Even if I'm not in a rush.
It's a great move.
But I can move through quickly because, okay, yes, sir. Yeah, no.
I do that sometimes. I can be talking with someone. We can be in the middle of a conversation. I will look down at my phone that might not even be on and go, oh, sorry, hold on. And then just walk away.
And sneak
you
off.
You walk away on the phone, nobody expects you to come back.
Yes.
If you're, like, in the middle of just a casual conversation with someone, you go, hold on a second, let me just take this. If you never walk back, they don't say to themselves, he said he was coming back. It's just kind of, like, understood.
Oh,
something came up.
He had an important call. That's how they're gonna paint it.
Tweets, man. And so I'm reading some of them from USA Today. It's just people commenting. Phone broke. Kawhi, that's your wallet. Phone broke. Kawhi, you know that's not a... Never mind, Kawhi. You're right. Phone broke. Let me get you a new one. Is Kawhi just reading his wallet?
Yeah.
I hope Kawhi just reads his wallet regularly.
Wallet man gets paid.
And somebody tweets, Kawhi looking at his wallet like it's getting text messages. That makes me laugh, too. Makes me think of there was a tweet I saw of Drake walking out of the Game 5. Did you see that? Where somebody said, this dude looks like he just spilled his blood, sweat, and tears for 48 minutes. Like, he walked out of and he did the overly I care thing when KD went down.
And he touched him. Did you see it?
No. When he was walking off?
When KD was walking off for no reason. Drake said something to him, and I've read the stories and all. Him and Drake are like they're cool.
Right, right. They jab at each other, but they're cool.
But he had to walk out, and he just rubbed KD's shoulder. Man, the man is touchy. Drake needs to stop touching people, man. If I get a chance, I'm going to tell him, Drake, stop touching people.
If they win the title, he's hoisting that Larry O'Brien trophy,
oh,
right?
He will be. Who was it? It was Kevin Hart that wasn't allowed at the Eagles.
It was the Eagles.
Yeah. So was.
It was the. He,
oh, was the Super
allowed,
Bowl. Yeah, yeah. It was
they couldn't get allow him onto the podium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drake will be up on that. Now, it's different, though. If it happens tomorrow night at Golden State, no. But if it's game seven and Drake is in attendance, yes, he's on the stage. I would make this bet. I would make this bet if there was a prop bet. Drake touches the Larry O'Brien trophy before Norman Powell.
I was going to say no, but that is Norman Powell.
Norman Powell, right? Like Kyle Lowry will get to touch it. Kawhi, obviously. Pascal Siakam. Serge.
Mark Gasol.
But then it's Drake and then Norman Powell. I would make that prop bet.
As much trash as he's been talking, if Golden State was playing Golden State was playing the Celtics, yes. But he can't do that after how much he's we the North and all this crap. Drake cannot go up and celebrate with the Warriors.
No. Not the Warriors. The Raptors, Game 7 in Toronto.
He's going to touch it before Mark Gasol.
You think so?
He's the ambassador. He's the brand ambassador. Oh, yeah. That's a guarantee.
Not if Golden State wins.
No, if Golden State wins.
Toronto wins, game set. Now, again, if it happens tomorrow night in Golden State, no.
Why, though? You don't think they'll let him there on the court?
I don't know if he'll be there or not, but I don't think he'll. At that Toronto arena, he walks around there. That dude is golden. In Golden State, not so much.
But wouldn't that be like the Eagles? Because it was obviously the Super Bowl's a neutral site, but it was the Eagles security that wouldn't let him up there.
Well, I think it was league security, though.
I don't know if the league security would stop Drake.
I don't know. I mean, Kevin Hart is on the level, right? He's on the level of Drake.
He's not a brand ambassador for the Eagles.
Right.
The Raptors believe Drake's a part of their team.
Right. And Drake believes he's a part of the team.
And that's the reason we argued about him rubbing Nick Nurse's shoulders, because I don't care how much you're a part of the team, you shouldn't touch no. Just touching people. Don't touch nobody. He'll touch the trophy right after Kawhi. Kawhi, Drake, and them.
That's possible.
He's going to be up there.
Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. So we are going to talk a little gambling. I want to get his. Now, he doesn't really gamble on NHL, he's told us. But game seven, you almost feel like you kind of have to, right?
We're gambling
tonight. I think we should. I'm watching the game.
Yes. Yeah,
so I might as well have some action on it.
I'm with you.
Lee Sterling, he is a professional sports handicapper. Get his opinion on tomorrow night's Golden State-Toronto game. I told him that he should be watching Cobra Kai. He texted me over the weekend that he started it. We got a lot of stuff to catch up with. Lee Sterling is next. Radio.com. Johnny Gill? Yeah.
Yanni Gill.
This is for real, real.
Old school.
Johnny Gill.
Get you going.
Johnny Gill. Don't let Johnny Gill around your lady, Solana.
Wrap it up Wednesdays, Crowder.
I like it. Right. Wrap it up. Wednesday.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling is on the hotline, and he is a professional sports handicapper. You could check him out at ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking a little gambling and other nonsense with him. But you got a game 7 tonight in the NHL, and you got game 6 tomorrow in the NBA Finals. So there's some action if you. And the tail end, we've talked about this, the tail end of the action, unless you bet baseball and golf and whatnot. So let me bring on Lee Sterling here. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
Very good. Let me start with hockey and Game 7 tonight. Now, everyone loves a Game 7. Crowder and I are going to be watching. Solana's going to be watching. We know from having spoken with you numerous times, you don't normally bet the NHL. Will you bet tonight? Do you have a pick? Will you be watching yourself?
Yeah, I actually have watched every game in this series and been entertaining and a little bit surprising. From the way it started, it looked like that St. Louis was not going to put much of a fight, and they did. And then it looked like they could maybe end it in St. Louis for their first ever Stanley Cup, but it wasn't meant to be. But I think that the right play in this game might be the under here, the under 5.5 goals. From watching these two teams, the both goalies just spectacular. The Blues power play not very good. In fact, awful. Didn't score in the last game. I think the Bruins had everything going their way on the power play last game, 4-for-4, and big ticket there in Boston. People think of Boston as having a lot of big events, but this is the biggest ticket since probably from what I'm hearing since 1985 for a Game 7 when the Celtics played the Lakers. So
who did we talk to? We talked to someone yesterday. Oh, no, it was Ben Volen on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, because he writes for the Boston Globe. What did he say? It was like $4,800.
I know. On the glass was $96,000.
$96,000, yeah. He was telling us, because he writes for the Boston Globe, and he was looking at tickets, and it was insane.
It's the upper deck tickets going for $2,000.
Wow.
So that's incredible. So you think of all these big games that the city of Boston's been in, but the Super Bowls are obviously at neutral sites. And Boston, the last time they won it, it was away. And so it's a big, big game. So I think the pressure is there. Two great goalies. Let's go under 5.5 in this play tonight.
And Leah, you're a professional. I would say we're non-professional. I don't want to.
Although I will tell you, no, but
doing well.
And our hot streak.
As a semi-professional.
Our hot streak continued because we weren't going to bet on what was it? Sunday, Monday, whenever game five was.
Yeah.
We weren't going to bet, and we had looked during the show, and it was Toronto -1.5, and we were confused. And then when I looked that night, all of a sudden, it was Golden State -1, and so we decided to lay off. And right before tip-off, it became Golden State Pick'em, and so we put some money, half a unit, on the Warriors, and our good luck has continued.
Line shopping, very important, getting the best of the line.
I don't know if we were line shopping or just kind of...
Hey, let him just name something.
Also looking for... You got to have a name for everything.
I think
you win, you have a name that defines your win. I got that win because I was line shopping, honey. That's what you got to tell your wife.
We call it dum-dum mistakes.
That's what it was. It was a dum-dum mistake.
My wife has never once told me she's bought something that's not on sale. Don't they always buy something on sale?
And that's the out. Oh, you saved money.
That is a great point. So whenever I make a wager, I should always tell, yeah, but I've been line shopping. This
right.
is a great, yeah, a great line.
How about the opening line on that game was 3. I actually got it at 2. I got it on the way down. So I was a little bit better shopper, but you were a good enough shopper to get a win.
Okay, but it's okay for us because I will watch lacrosse if it's a championship. If it's the last game of any season, I will watch it and I will bet on it. That's not a flawed thought. Let's put a little money in and enjoy ourselves.
Of course not. You got to come up with a reason. Let's say Harvard is, you know, playing against Cornell in the finals. You tell, you know, honey, our third cousin, remember he went to Harvard. That's the reason you're watching the game. You may not want to tell her the exact amount you have on the game. Now, when I'm winning, I've had some runs that have been incredible. And when I win, she always asks me, how much did we win? But when we lose, it's almost always, how much did I lose?
You know, I get that all the time with my wife. It's funny that you say that. Whenever I say, "Yeah, we just covered on that."
It's a Jewish thing.
Yep, she goes, "How much did we win?"
Yeah.
And then if we lose, it's, "How much did you lose?"
Sorry to break it to you, my wife's not Jewish.
And
I have the same thing.
Right?
The same exact thing at my house.
Okay.
Oh, so great. Lee Sterling, again, you can check out the website paramountsports.com. So you like under 5.5 goals tonight for the for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Correct.
Tomorrow, game 6 of the NBA Finals. Last I looked, which was, it was before the show started, a couple hours, was Warriors -2.5. You have a side for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna play Toronto. We've won 4 of the 5 games here. Going to look for a nice 5 out of 6 finish in the NBA Finals. So I like Toronto. I think they're the better team. They're getting 2.5 points. What's interesting is the disparity. Usually it's fairly close, team shooting 3-pointers. Most teams are in the 35 to 38% range in playoff games, but the winning team has averaged over 41% on the three-pointers in each game that they've won. The losing team, 31%. I think this game comes down to who has the better cast around their stars, and I think it's certainly Toronto. Throughout the series, I've won on some prop plays playing that cast, and I think some of these guys that surround Toronto's cast will be the difference. So a lot of people I know will be playing Kawhi Leonard. You even emailed me, you know, the over-under on 30 points. I just think that's a tough, tough play. He's averaged 29.8 points per game. I've got no dog in the fight on that one. It's 30.5, something like that. So I don't have any feel there. Maybe Curry go over 32.5. He's by far their biggest weapon. I would tell you that I'd be playing Klay Thompson, and I will over 23.5 points, because after Curry, there's really not much else for Golden State. They were even playing some triangle and two defense, which they should have stayed playing even more. But Klay Thompson, I think, he's not going to win the MVP, but I think he goes over 23.5 points on his performance tonight.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the Klay Thompson over. Kawhi, I'm almost looking towards the over on Kawhi, only because those 28, 29 points he's putting up, he's doing quietly. I feel like he's, you know, and he started to get into that monster run in the fourth quarter in game five, and then
Nick Nurse
called that timeout, which just took Toronto totally out of that zone that they were in. But I do like the Klay Thompson over on that.
Well, here's something also, if you want to play the Kawhi Leonard total, which is 30.5, and two of their wins, he did not even get above 30 points. So actually, he scored 30 and 23 points. So I just think it's dicey with him averaging 29.8 points per game. Like we said, you and I both agree, Klay Thompson over 23.5, probably the better way to play a total on one of the stars.
Yeah, and if he gets off early, then he feels it.
He's making gestures, poses.
Yeah.
You know, he's got it all going.
Three random bets now through Sunday. Lee Sterling, give them to us.
Well, let's go with the game tonight. I like the surrounding cast of Toronto. I like Marcus.
You mean tomorrow night.
10.5 points.
Tomorrow night.
Averaging 13.8 points per game in this series. He's been above 16 points three of the five games. That's one of my plays, Fred VanVleet. Over 10.5 points, minus 120. He's been over 11 points four of the five games. I think he'll play extended minutes in this game. I think the coaching staff really trusts him. And Serge Ibaka, six rebounds over-under. He's only been over six rebounds once. So I'm going to take the under six rebounds for Serge Ibaka in the game tomorrow night.
All right, there you go. There's some three prop bets for tomorrow night. Marc Gasol over on points. Fred VanVleet over on points. We love ourselves some Fred VanVleet. And Serge Ibaka under. Wait, I just wrote over. Under on rebounds, right?
And what's going on?
Make sure I have
Mark,
it right.
You had me watching two shows, Chernobyl. I've been through two episodes. Think it's very good. Probably give it an 8 rating on a scale of 1
All right,
to 10.
Well, okay, well, hold on. So I had said to you, I think last time you were on, we kind of exchanged TV show ideas. Crowder, did you start Chernobyl yet, or you haven't started yet?
No, I'm going to start this week.
Because he's going to watch with his wife. Solana, have you watched Chernobyl at all?
No, I'm waiting for the invite to Crowder's house.
Okay,
well, that's not going to happen. Coming to my damn house,
boy. It doesn't really matter. So I had suggested to Lee Sterling Cobra Kai on YouTube, which I love. I think it's the greatest show on TV.
Greatest
show on TV. And second only to Seinfeld all time. All right, I'm exaggerating a little bit. And
so, there's got to be something behind it.
Well,
did you like maybe... Were you Ralph Macchio growing up or something? You were.
I love the 80s still. I relate to Johnny Lawrence. He's living in the 80s. I would like to still be living in the 80s. That was my wheelhouse. Okay. I love the music from the 80s. Okay. I like all that nostalgia. And part of the reason that I love Cobra Kai is Johnny Lawrence lives still in that era. Like he can't get out of that era. He lives in it, and so I enjoy that. But
he's great. I think he's very good in it.
But you had suggested to me to watch Barry on HBO, which everyone is raving about. William Hader and I think the Fonz is in that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Henry Winkler. But so he texted me over the weekend. He goes, "Hey, I started Cobra Kai. Did you start Barry?" And I said, "Well, I started a show on HBO, but it's not Barry. I watched Chernobyl." And I said, "You've got to watch it." So you're what, two episodes in?
Two episodes in, Chernobyl. In fact, I think I'm one episode away from seeing the whole first season of Cobra Kai. So I'd give Cobra Kai maybe a 5.5, 6.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm into the 70s and 80s.
But I think that what was your era? What's your wheelhouse?
Late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, see, this was late 80s, though. I mean, you're a touch older than me.
I love the movie. I'm enjoying it. Is it one of my top 10 programs of all time? No.
Are you watching it on a big 85-inch TV with a huge subwoofer?
You're leading the witness.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this. As much as I've raved about Cobra Kai and whatnot, yeah. So we started season 2 over the weekend, and we watched episode 3 of season 2 last night. And it's not as good as season 1. Like, it's jumped the shark just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And it's the same with Barry. I'm going to tell you this right now. Season 2 is not as good as season 1. But season 1, it might be top 5 all-time shows.
Wow. Yep. Chernobyl, I said this yesterday, Chernobyl is a work of art. Right. It's not just a miniseries. It's a work of art. That's how good it is.
Yeah, it's good. But there's no romance in it.
No. That is historical. But it's like jaw-dropping to think about, you know, that really happening and the Soviet Union having been that way.
No romance?
No.
I was going to say, if there's radar around, whatever it is, I can still get some whoopee.
Radar. You're talking about radon? Are you talking about boron? There's radar.
What happened?
Here's the... There's radar going on.
Nuclear.
Violence.
All of a sudden, I'm doing the show with Trump. There's nuclear. There's cyber. Is there cyber going on? All right. Well, wait a second. So now let me ask you this, though, because I have been in Twitter hell all day because this morning I tweeted out that Raiders of the Lost Ark was released 38 years ago today. And I tweeted out, not a banger anymore. It doesn't hold up.
Huh.
And I have been vilified on Twitter. But I will point this out. I saw it in a movie theater just a couple years ago. Remember I told you I took my son, some of his friends to see it? Because Raiders of the Lost Ark is a big deal. And I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I was like, wow, they're showing it on the big screen. And it just didn't hold up. I don't create the news. I'm just the messenger. Lee Sterling, does Raiders of the Lost Ark still hold up 38 years later?
I've only seen it maybe twice in the last 15, 20 years, and I thought it was good. It was never one of my favorites. I think it's good. I think it's a top maybe 100, 150 movie ever, but not a top 20 or 30 movie. I just was never into it because, you know, it talks about the Nazis, and I'm not a snake guy, although, you know, the snakes all around. I thought it was good, and also not enough romance.
And the face melts. The face melts, I'm telling you, 38 years ago, and if you haven't seen it, sorry, spoiler alert, but 38 years is a pretty long time.
Yeah, and you got to have some type of hot-looking woman in it.
Face melts, though, and that was the big deal 38 years ago. Right. You couldn't believe the effects of the face melting, and now it looks like Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV. It almost looks like a goof on the face melting. Like
It was wax.
So obviously waxed, like you can see the candle being lit on his face. Like, it doesn't hold up. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I agree with you. Cinematography right now is just, it's at a different level. So that's why most of these movies don't hold up. At the time, it was good. When you go back, like, I was watching Bad News Bears with my girls a couple summers ago, and they're like, I don't get it.
But that's a classic. The one with Walter Matthau?
Right. I mean, just everything from the uniforms, you know, with
Barry's bail bonds.
Barry's bail bonds.
A classic.
I like Lito. You like the romance. You want to see something, right?
You got to have, you know, a little bit of violence. You got to have romance. Got to be, if you have all four things, you know, if you've got, And you got to, if then it's, that's like a 4-star movie to start off out of 4 stars.
I was eating chicken and spinach today for lunch, and some Jody, she was in your wedding, Lee.
Okay,
that works with Jody. Yeah. She told me, and you can deny this or confirm it. You were checking scores on your wedding day.
It's true.
Hey, man, you got to work.
Come on, Lee.
Pagers. Remember the pagers?
Yes.
I had one of those score pagers. Now, my brother did take it away from me, probably an hour before we started. But yeah, of course, during the day, you know, I'm checking on scores. But at least I was smart enough to get married during the summer. Any big sports fan, football and basketball fan, does not get married any time after the start of September until the end of May.
So. Yeah, I made that mistake. I got married on October 18th, 1997. Marlins are in the World Series for the first time ever, and one of my groomsmen is Dan Le Batard, who's covering, obviously, the Marlins for the Miami Herald. It's a really big deal that they're in the World Series, and he's in my wedding party. And the Marlins have a game that night, and my wedding is that night.
Who would think that they'd be in the World Series? That's one thing, but, you know... During football season, I have a friend who's his wedding anniversary is in late October also, and he tells me his wife always wants to go away for their anniversary, so they go to Miami Beach, they go to Park City, they go to different places, and he tells me, he goes, after the first 5 minutes, I don't have anything to do for the rest of the weekend because she doesn't allow me to watch TV.
Yeah, it was a rookie mistake by me. I'm going to get it right on the second one.
Okay.
What happened?
Lee Sterling. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com, and we always appreciate talking to you. And he said under 5.5 goals tonight. He likes the Raptors getting the points tomorrow night. He likes Klay Thompson over tomorrow night, Marc Gasol over on points, Fred VanVleet over on points, and Serge Ibaka under on rebounds. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Yeah, people get outraged by that Raiders of the Lost Ark. You've seen it, right?
Oh, I love it.
It's a great movie, and I'm not saying that it's not a great movie. I'm just telling you, it doesn't hold up. I took my kid. They were, you know, my kid's 15 now. We probably was 13 when we went to see it. It's silly. Like it's
the storyline's still there.
Storyline is great.
It's like saying a flip phone isn't as advanced as an iPhone.
Right,
I
get
it.
I get it. Right, because that part sounds silly. So I get that because someone tweeted at me like, yeah, if you're comparing the effects in 1980 whatever to today, but I'm telling you, because the effects don't hold up, you watch it and a lot of the drama that came with the effects isn't there. So when the dude's face is melting, it's funny. It's not shocking. It's funny.
I got to rewatch it.
And it's not meant to be funny.
Is Harrison Ford even good in those movies anymore? Like, does he hold
up? He's kind of himself.
He's good.
He's himself. Like, I think he is kind of like Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah. No, he was
just
perfect casting.
Yeah. He's kind of Kawhi-like.
Yeah, okay. No, Harrison?
I think he's kind of... No, I like Kawhi.
He was that dude for a while.
No, not interested. All right, fine. Go ahead.
We got action.
Nah, I'm not interested. We'll come right back after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. I will say this. Even if I don't think Raiders of the Lost Ark, the movie, holds up after 38 years, this theme song is one of the best movie action theme songs of all time. This song absolutely holds up. It's like a perfect action theme song. You could see...
This song takes me back to a kid.
Yeah, you could see Harrison Ford with the hat on and whatnot. Have you ever seen the movie, Solana?
Yeah.
You've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark? Does it work?
No, I think we spoke about it on Twitter a couple months ago. We're like, it just doesn't hold up anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it because I think y'all are wrong.
You'll see. Like, because I thought, like, someone even tweeted at me, Hawk doesn't like something from the 80s. Like, I always expect to like everything from the 80s. I just expect to.
Yes.
I wanted to watch it and like it. It just...
Because the Temple of Doom left you waiting. Then you got Raiders and Harrison.
I don't think I ever saw Temple of Doom. Because I wasn't a huge Raiders of the Lost Ark fan,
even in... Snatched a man's heart out of his chest with his hand.
Maybe I did see that. I think I did see it. I don't think I saw the third one.
Nobody watched the third one. But them big glowing-ass rocks that melted through the bag and they
had to
fall.
You know what?
Yeah,
I did see that.
Short Round.
I did see that.
His little buddy, Short Round. Indy.
Yeah.
Indy. any girl that was little
you
when I was growing
short
up,
round.
She was short round growing up my whole life because of him. And most people, especially black folks, women, black girls did not watch that. So they didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So I called a lot of girls growing up. I named them after a little, what was he? I don't
short
know.
Round Asian.
Asian boy. I don't know what he was. But yeah, short round. That's cute though. For a little girl. Hey, short round. Hey,
by the way,
big man.
Game 7 tonight. Stanley Cup Finals. You will hear it right here on WQAM. Pregame starts at 7:45. The broadcast on WQAM is sponsored by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia for the summer sticker sales event. It's happening now through July 1st. You got hockey tonight. Final game of the season on Miami's Hockey Station, AM 560 and FM 96.5, HD2, WQAM. And I saw the Panthers today. They released their preseason hockey schedule. You know when it starts? Preseason?
No.
Panthers preseason hockey?
No.
Middle of September. Like, it's not
really?
It's not that far off. It's not.
Really?
I know, yeah. I looked at it twice today. I'm like, wow. Yeah, because the season, I guess, starts in October, so, yeah.
Let's do the show from there for all preseason
we
games.
We will be back at the BB&T before you know it.
I can't wait.
Although, I told you yesterday, I toured the new studios. One of the reasons that I love doing the shows at the BB&T Center is because it gets us out of this death trap. But all of a sudden, I was in the new studios yesterday, and I was like, you know what? Am I going to want to leave there?
So no asbestos?
Although, there's no asbestos.
Wow.
There's going to be a nice kitchen area. It's going to be nice. Well, we're going to see all our radio brethren, though.
That's okay.
That's going to be weird, though, right? To be doing our show and looking across the glass, and there's 790? That's a little bit odd.
That'd be weird, because we're... Are we competing anymore? We're all the same umbrella.
I know. I don't know.
It's still weird, though. Like, you're doing your show, and you look over. They're doing their show.
Right.
You guys can see each other.
And you want to... Now, I will say, you really can't see each other because there's a buffer area between the two sports stations. So we will see Solana, unfortunately. But then when we go outside to go to the kitchen or the food court or whatever, yeah, they'll all... Everyone will be there.
I'm not talking during breaks. They'll
right.
steal our takes.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm being quiet. And I was watching your Instagram videos. You and your little buddies need to keep my name out your mouth when y'all are walking around.
Yeah, Ruben the engineer. He said that whole kitchen was built just for you.
See, I don't know what that means, but I don't like it. Tell Ruben now.
He actually gave you love. He said for Delaware Chicken Farm.
He
liked that.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Say, okay, well, never mind. Tell Ruben I love him.
There's an interesting feature, though, that you could do in the new studios. They were showing me the engineers. So if I wanted to pipe in Power 96, you know, on the air, or 790, or Light FM, any of our sister stations, I could do so, you know, with a little push of a button. And so I started thinking, maybe I'll do like an NFL Red Zone. So this way, you don't need to listen to any of the other radio stations. We'll pop in. Hey, let's see what Power 96 is doing right now. Oh, Lil Nas X, no one wants to hear that anymore. You don't need to listen because we just go from station to station. Oh, 790, very interesting discussion on whatever. Let's listen in and hear what they have to say right now. So we're kind of like the Red Zone. You don't need to go anywhere else. We just monitor what the other radio stations are doing.
I love it.
Anybody in on that? You in on that?
I like that idea. Like, things get too tense in the studio. Pop on a little 101.5
Light right, FM. Exactly. Oh, we're arguing about, you know, basketball IQ, whatever. I can't take it anymore. Let's hear what's going on Light FM.
Little and, Celine Dion.
Yeah, it's Billy Ocean.
It's me. Y'all don't get me in trouble. Y'all don't get me in trouble,
he
please.
Doesn't know when to laugh or to argue. He gets all confused on this stuff.
Don't get me in trouble.
Steve Goldstein, Goldie, is going to join us from Boston, site of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Goldie's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Mike Wallace used to cover the Miami Heat for the Heat Index on ESPN. Now he's in Memphis with the Grizzlies. He's going to join us today to talk a little NBA and KD and all that hoo-ha. Rainy season is here. Hurricane season is here. You don't need me to tell you that. But it's why I remind you every day about All American Roofing, because rainy season might remind you that you've got roof leaks. Or you may notice that when you've had all this rain and you start to get that little watermark on the ceiling somewhere in your house, you want to take care of those leaks before they really become destructive. And man, can they become destructive. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service, and they're very trustworthy as well. There's a lot of shady companies out there, and you need to really stay aware. And All American Roofing, I am here to tell you, is very trustworthy, and they've been doing it so long, you know that they are. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. So whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are free. Call them at 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or check them out online at allamericanroof.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.